Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Coach Unplugged is brought to you by great people over at TeachHoops.com for coaches who want to get better. From the Fifth Quarter Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, you're listening to Coach Unplugged. Here is your host, Steve Collins.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to episode 401 of Coach Unplugged. Happy Friday. We're going to keep this really short because this is a rewind episode of High School Hoops. We're only going to do one more episode of High School Hoops, and then it's going away from our Coach Unplugged feed. It's going to go out, and it's going to try to live on its own. I'm kicking it out of the nest. I always tell the story of, you know, eagles actually put sharp glass at the bottom of their nest. And the reason they do that is as the eaglets, I think it's eaglets, the baby eagles basically get older and older. They weigh more, and then they push down in the nest, and it becomes uncomfortable for them. Well, I'm doing the same thing with High School Hoops. I'm going to push it out of the nest. I'm going to make it go survive on its own. So I think this week, maybe next week, are they going to be the last couple episodes of High School Hoops that you're going to be able to get on this feed. So if you want to keep getting High School Hoops, make sure you go over and subscribe and like and leave a review. That would be really nice for all of us. But today we're going to talk about Travel AAU. So let's head off to the podcast. From the Fifth Quarter Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, you are listening to High School Hoops with our hosts, Steve Collins and Jake Steger. Hey, everybody. Welcome to High School Hoops, episode 44. Before we jump in and talk about Travel AAU, is it killing you sports? Question mark. Before we do that, I'd like to give a big shout out to Dr. Dish, the shooting machine you need. Not only is it versatile, not only does it have technology, not only what it will allow you to get all those shots up, and we all know what muscle memory does, but they are great people up there. They really are. They're top notch, and they would not be a sponsor of this program if I did not truly believe in the product that they are selling. So make sure you go over and check it out. Mention High School Hoops or Coach Unplugged, and they'll give you $300 off your next purchase. The same thing goes for teachhoops.com. I know you're all waiting. You're waiting. Gosh, I'll get my subscription come November. Well, no, now is the time to get the subscription. Now is when the family's at the pool, you can pull it out and watch a video. Now is when you can get on a one-on-one call and go, Coach, man, what kind of offense am I going to run? How am I going to do this? So now is the time to join. Do not wait. All right, let's head off to the podcast.
All right, episode 44 of High School Hoops. I'm going to try not to piss off a lot of people that are listening to the podcast at this point, but go ahead and talk about this episode. You got to remember, this podcast is called High School Hoops.
Right.
Okay.
And so we're advocating for the importance of keeping our game the way it is.
Yes.
Okay. So is traveling team / AAU killing you sports? Coach, what are your thoughts?
Crickets. I wish I had I have a little thing at school that plays crickets and does a laugh track and all sorts of stuff. I would have played crickets there. So do I think it's killing you sports? No, I don't think it's killing you sports. I personally think that kids play too many games. It goes back to last week's episode where we talked about the book Range and people specializing too soon. and playing too many games. So I think what it is doing, and we need to start following the Canadian model and the European model, where we're doing more skill-based things at a younger age rather than playing more games. They play too much. They play too much. They play too much. They play too much. And that's where I think it is hurting youth sports.
Well, I agree. They play too much, and the quality of basketball once they get to us is not as good as it was 10, 15 years ago.
No.
The game of high school basketball is not very good. I remember it was like 2 weeks ago, and it's funny that we're talking about this. It was our first week of summer league, and our head coach was like, yeah, this group is kind of raw this year. And I thought they were pretty okay. Because I was watching some of these other teams. These kids can't even dribble left-handed, but they know how to play a game all the time. But, like, literally, it was the ugliest game of basketball I've ever seen. And I know it's summer league, but it's by far the ugliest I've ever seen in all my years of coaching. And right. I've been around for like 15 years, and I played, you know, and coach has been there a little bit longer than I have, but it's just too many games, not enough skill. The quality of basketball is not as good, you know, and we've talked about it before, just the amount of games and cheer games that kids are playing.
It's also keeping up with the Joneses. I'm just right. telling you. And I've had this issue, and I was able to have, and I've told you this story with Drew, my son. It's like after he played AAU, whatever, we were doing it because he wanted to play with his friends and stuff. But after his sophomore year, it's like, Drew, do you want a chance to play for me next year? Do you want to play a lot more your senior year? If you do, we can't be traveling everywhere on the weekends and doing that. We have to. There's better uses of our resources and time.
Right.
And the reason he's going to play for me this year, and the reason he's going to play a lot for me this year, is because he did not play AAU. Now, people are going to make the argument he has me and he has resources. I agree. I hear the but he didn't become the shooter that he is. He didn't become the player he is because he was playing four games in Iowa on a Saturday. He can shoot because he got in and shot and worked on a shot. You know, he became a threat from the international line, which is what college is going to, because he shot a lot of them. They're almost like layups to him. So that's the issue. Is like we're talking about whether I told you I didn't let him shoot a three-pointer until he was in seventh or eighth grade ever. Like, you're not shooting three-pointers. What are you doing? You're not strong enough. You go watch one of these fifth grade AAU things, and they're literally using two hands to shoot the ball up there.
It's horrible.
It's horrible.
It's really bad. And, you know, like I said, and I hopefully I'll get this going very soon. I got Eric Price's book. Eric Price was a AAU all-star player, and we often hear about all the great things of AAU and what happens of the 2%, but we don't really hear from the perspective
of actually the 1%.
The 1%, but the 99% people that end up not making it, or the right. people that are also involved in all the crooked things and the shoe deals and the money handed in, and knowing what these people are really involved in, and what, like, it goes back to, you talked about the book, the book you talked about, the why. Like, why are some of these people invested in these kids? Are they really wanting them to have them become better basketball players, or is it about making money? And
it's about making money. It's life lesson 627 from Coach.
Exactly. Collins. It's follow a business.
Follow the money. Follow yep. the money. Do that in your life, and you're going to learn a lot.
Right.
You can do that in education. Follow the money, and you'll figure out why things are happening the way they happen.
But from a perspective, you know, high school basketball coaches, we don't make a lot of money, okay? And so we're not invested in the middle
really?
School coaches.
You don't make? Oh, man. No. I'm buying a place in Martha's Vineyard with all my money.
Yeah. Okay, sounds good. I guess I'll have to move to the Madison Metropolitan because obviously you're making more money. They're making more money in that district than I am. Yeah. But they are really invested about building a program, building their kids, you know? And I think people got to be aware of that, you know. It's a scary thing, and the game has not gotten better because of it.
It hasn't gotten better. It definitely has not gotten better. You know, it maybe helps those, like you said, it maybe helps those one percenters, but doesn't help, you know.
Hey, everybody. I hope you're enjoying the podcast. A couple things. First of all, we would love if you would leave a review, subscribe, and like. Those are nice. We'd also love if you came over and joined teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. I promise you'll probably get an email with from me in a video welcoming you within 24 hours. Also, if you're wanting to help us with hosting fees and those things, and it doesn't cost anything, you can go down below and hit our affiliate link for Amazon. Every time you go shopping on Amazon, we'll get a small little commission. So that's really easy to do. Also, make sure, and I don't mention this a lot, make sure you go over and check out our YouTube channel, Teach Hoops. We put, there's thousands of videos over there to kind of help you become a better basketball coach. All right, let's head back to the podcast.
The ninth guy in your high school team, it hasn't helped them at all.
And it's, again, you know, it goes back to, are you really getting better by investing that amount of money and time? You know, is there skill development, you know, are you just playing games and playing more games? Well, not going to get much better by doing that.
No, and I had that discussion with Drew. I basically said, if you just want to go hang with your friends and play, that's fine. But we're going to be realistic about what this is. This is just you having some fun, you know.
Yeah, you know, the other thing is just the time travel and the time miss. So if I got to go all the way into Nevada to go play good basketball, I don't think that's the case. You can go play good quality basketball in your state. You know, they travel all over the place, where a lot of good, you know, especially these kids that are seventh and eighth grade, there's no need to go across the country to play good basketball.
No, you don't need to go. No recruiters ever asked how your seventh grade team did.
Exactly.
Period. Okay. That's a good one to end on. That statement's a good one to end on. Okay. So what's our timeout this week?
A timeout this week is, why do you think coaches are getting out of the game? Because I constantly count every year the amount of coaches in our state of Wisconsin. It's usually about 75 to 100 coaches per year that do resign from varsity basketball coaching. What's your number one reason?
I have a couple theories. Well, first of all, you can make more working out at the gas station than you can coaching.
So you think it's economical reasons?
Well, there's that. That's my next podcast, teachersidegig.com. It's coming. So just be ready, everybody. It's coming. I got a couple new podcasts coming. Life lessons. So I've got life lessons. I'm going to give life lessons to my kids. I'm going to share those. And then the next one is teacher side gigs. So that's the first thing. I think it's economical. I'm under the theory. I don't know if you've heard this theory before. I'm under the theory you have to do one of two things with people. You have to pay them really well and not treat them very well. So you may maybe work 80 hours a week on Wall Street, but I'm going to pay you really well, not
right.
Very well. Or you have to not treat people very, or not pay them very well, but treat them really well, like a nun. You know,
yeah.
The nun is, she doesn't make very much money, but people respect her. She loves God.
Oh, yeah.
So the problem is teachers and coaches right now get neither one of them.
Yeah, that's why there's a depletion of what we do.
That's why it's economics 101. You know the D1 guys that are running. You know, Coach Bennett's making lots at Virginia. You know, and if he loses, he'll lose his job. But he made a lot of money, so there's a cost benefit there. High school coaches, I think people value are valuing their time more too. It's like,
yes,
I don't need to take the phone calls at 9:30 at night because Johnny ain't playing. Life's too short. I'm going to go do something else. Or I'm going to go work at a club and make just as much money coaching 3 months in the summer than I do.
That's why I coach club soccer, less struggle than dealing with high school.
Yeah.
My theory is people, I think it's the pressure feeling of instant success.
Yes, it's win.
Yeah. Win right away. And people aren't, I know like your first year at Memorial was not so good, but you had a little bit of growth. But some people, it takes them 5 to 10 years to build a program that's in the bottom up. And people don't give those people a chance. I've been in that situation.
No. Nope. You know, they're going to run you out. They're going to treat it like a college program.
Yep.
And these are high school 15 to 18 year old kids.
Right.
And they treat it like you're the Bucks coach. Yes.
That's my theory, especially the ones that really put in the time. After a while, that's the why. Why am I doing all of this if I'm going to be constantly treated like garbage? You know, or you're going to run me out after all the time I've invested in all this other stuff. And it takes time. People are just impatient.
Part of it. That's the reason people are getting out of education too.
Yes.
It's like, well, I'm not, you're expecting me to do more and paying me less. I can go do something else and clock out. You know, I don't have to take the papers home and grade them.
So I think it kind of is consistent with what you're just saying is that, okay, so the pressure is so high, the expectation is so high right away, and I'm not getting paid really well, so why am I doing it?
Right.
It makes no sense.
Yeah. It doesn't. All right. So write your congressman, write your senator, write your state legislature. Anybody that's listening, if you're not in the U.S., then, you know.
But a plug for Teach, plug for Teach Hoops in our podcast. That's why we're here.
Yes, that's why we're
that's
here.
That's why we're here.
We'll do a cheap plug for teachhoops.com.
That's why we're
all
here.
Right, all right. I'll talk to you soon. All right.
So good.
Hey, everybody. Hope you enjoyed that. Make sure you subscribe and like. You know, I don't talk about my YouTube channel a lot, but go over and check out our YouTube channel at Teach Hoops on YouTube. Subscribe and like there. That would be great. If you really want to help us out, there's two ways you can do it. You can click down the Amazon link down below, and that basically moves you toward if you click there first and then go shopping, you won't even notice it. And it basically, we get a small little affiliate link every time you purchase something. And the second thing is go join teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. Talk to you soon.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Hello, it is your partner, Big Boy. Interested in giving back to your community while making new connections in your neighborhood? Introducing Neighbor to Neighbor, a California volunteers network that empowers you to take action, contribute to local needs, and be a part of something bigger than yourself. Visit caneighbors.com to learn more about how you can get to know your neighbor and strengthen your community. Neighbor to Neighbor, it takes a neighborhood. Hello.